Has your New Year's resolution to lose weight derailed already? Or are you still just struggling to get started again after the holidays? Well, this morning we're going to try to get you on the right track. We have some suggestions to help you get back on track with losing that weight.
All right. Now, losing weight is important, but you more importantly got to stay with a good, healthy regimen over the long term. Joining us live is Dr. Pamela Peek, who's Assistant Professor of Medicine with the University of Maryland School of Medicine, a noted author as well, and she got Bob Madigan to lose 50 pounds, so she's great. Dr. Peek, Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you, too.
Now, everyone got these health gadgets, you know, for the holidays, and they're all trying in their mind to do the right thing, but they're finding already it's difficult to fit it into their schedule. How do they keep their motivation so strong that they don't give up?
All right, so here's the deal. One of the biggest questions I keep getting asked all the time is, gosh, how do you find the time? My goodness, I mean, the calendars are just blackened with too many overwhelming obligations. How do you find the time? Well, first of all, you're using the wrong verb. You don't find anything. You make it. You make the time because it's a deliberate effort. You don't just clump it on top of everything else. You got to get real. Look at your calendar. Come on now, you've got some wiggle room in there. And what do you mean you spend like 9 hours near the water cooler at work? You know, sit down and think about the places where you can just simply get up and move. Make it gym free. For physical activity, it's just simply ramping up your activities of daily living.
Right. Who walk knows? To that Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, hey, put that thing down. I saw it. Fess up now, honey. So here's the deal. Did you know that science now shows, seriously, this is hardcore, that if when you sit down, when you're sedentary, when your little behind makes one with the chair and the couch, that the enzymes that break down fat shut down.
Wow.
That the minute you simply get up and just move around and just go over to somebody else's office or whatever, that the enzymes are activated again. So literally you shut down. And so all I'm asking people to do is find little places here, there, and everywhere. It's like a penny in a piggy bank. By the end of the day, you got that $100. Don't be looking for some Olympic gym workout. Most of what you need to do is thoroughly gym-free. And as far as the eating thing is concerned, small steps. Did you know the number one predictor for being successful in shedding excess body fat is having a healthy breakfast every morning.
Which is what? Give us a good example.
Okay, healthy breakfast. Oatmeal with some blueberries. And you could just, you know, thaw out those frozen blueberries when it's the middle of the winter. Of course, it's going to be 60 degrees, but we're not going to go there. You know, polar bears are walking across my backyard. global warming moment. But, the bottom line is oatmeal with some nice fresh fruit, for instance. Or how about some of that muesli or lovely cereals with lots of fiber with some skim milk? Again, fresh fruit. Or how about what I'm going to have this morning? It's an egg white omelet with three different vegetables in it. And I kind of bagged the cheese and the bread that went along with it. I didn't need that because I'm going to get all that wonderful protein and I'll get my carbohydrate from vegetables and a little bit of orange juice. So you see lots of different ways to do that. Oh, you say you have dashboard dining going on, that your alarm clock exploded in the middle of the night, now you're late. Well, here's the easiest thing to do. Did you know all you have to do is take some whole wheat toast or a little pita bread and throw in some low-fat cheese, throw it into the microwave, nuke it for about 20 seconds. You've got grilled cheese, run out the front door with an apple, and you've got a great combination.
I guess the bear claw is out of the process here. You can't have those things anymore?
We're not going to go there.
Oh, you can't. You can, not even once in a while. You can't cheat once in a while?
Of course. No. We never use the word cheat. This is not some kind of moral weirdness here. All right? We're going to deviate. We're just slightly deviating from the norm, as we say in the business.
Dr. Peek, a few words about exercise. If you've pretty much had a bag of chips in your hand for most of 2007 and you're trying to make a change now, what is a good first step? Because you don't want to shock your system. In some cases, we may be so unhealthy, we can't just go out and start running.
Absolutely. No, you should never do that anyway. You said it already. You gave away the whole thing. You said the first step. You get up and you begin to move. And today, what I'd love for you to do is locate a pedometer if you can. And those are those little things that count the number of steps you take every day. And did you know the grand majority of people who are those little bag chip kind of people basically are walking about, say about 3,000 steps a day. Generally speaking, that's one step over coma. not really moving a whole lot here. So what we want to do is amp that baby up, because our goal is 10,000 steps a day. So how do you want to do that? Slowly but surely. How about 500 extra steps every day? We could do that. It allows the body to acclimate. How long will it take to really get to 10,000 steps, which, by the way, is roughly 4 miles? Well, it takes about 6 weeks. 6 weeks of training for your body to go, huh, what are you doing? Wait a minute, I like the couch. Let's talk about this. To a point where you can say, yeah, I'm one of those people who gets up and walks a little bit more and activates those fat-burning enzymes. Walk. That's what you need to do. And then once you get through that, then it's about simple little things like, you know, lifting some weights, a little bit of core work. Anybody could do a few abdominals. How about one push-up? And then you could dial 911 after that. It's a little ugly out there. But, you know, one. I'm happy with one. I don't, you know, whatever it looks like. And we just kind of work on that. Again, 6 weeks is what science has shown us is the training period for waking up the body and getting it acclimated to this.
Well, you got us motivated, and we're so happy you spent some time early on this morning, and we really appreciate you being with us.
Wonderful. And you know something? Again, small steps. Everyone remember, small steps.
All right. I'll only have 3 pieces of bacon today.
I'm not going to go there.
Dr. Pamela Peek, Assistant Professor of Medicine with the University of Maryland School of Medicine. Thanks so much for being with us. Great stuff.